ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 60 एंड वी विल रीड टुगेदर 61 बिकॉज़ देयर इज ए स्मॉल परपोर्ट। आई रीड टेक्स्ट 60। I was very happy to see also that to mark the page of the Bhagavad Gita, there was a card. And in case you forgot, Gaur Sundar Das is the congregational director. Text 60. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with the cooperation of Sankarshan, Balaram performed activities beyond the mental comprehension of even such personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. For instance, Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra to kill many demons for the relief of the entire world. Text 61. Kalau janishyamananam Duka sokatamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyatanod yashaha kalo janishyamananam duka sokatamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyatanod yasaha kalo janishyamananam dukasokatamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam yatanad yashaha. Kano janishyamananam dukha soka unudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam yatanad yashaha kalo janishyamananam dukha sokatamonudam namugrahaya bhaktanam nanyam yatano yasaha nishyamananam dukha sokatamo nudam anugrahaya bhaktanam kalo janishyamananam dukha sokatamo nudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyatanot yasa matajis kalo janishyamananam dukha sokatamo nudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam vyatanot yasaha. Kalo, in this age of Kali, janishyamananam, of the conditioned souls who will take birth in the future, Doka soka tama nudam. To minimize their unlimited unhappiness and lamentation, which are caused by ignorance. Anugrahaya, just to show mercy. Bhaktanam, to the devotees. Supunyam, very pious, transcendental activities. Vyatano, expanded. Yashaha, his glories or reputation. Translation. To show causeless mercy to devotees who would take birth in the future, in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, acted in such a way that simply by remembering him, one will be freed from all the lamentation and unhappiness of material existence. In other words, he acted so that all future devotees, by accepting the instructions of Krishna consciousness stated in Bhagavad Gita, could be relieved from the pangs of material existence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord's activities of saving the devotees and killing the demons, paritranaya sarunam vinashaya chaduskutam, take place side by side. Krishna actually appears for the deliverance of the sadhus or bhaktas, but by killing the demons, he shows them mercy also. For anyone killed by Krishna is liberated. Whether the Lord kills or gives protection, he is kind to both the demons and the devotees. Kalau jani shimananam dukha soka tamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam supunyam yatano yashaha. To show mercy, show causeless mercy to devotees who would take birth in the future in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, acted in such a way that simply by remembering him, one will be freed from all the lamentation and unhappiness of material existence. In other words, he acted so that all future devotees, by accepting the instructions of Krishna consciousness stated in Bhagavad Gita, could be relieved from the pangs of material existence. Om Jnanata Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that this Kali Yuga is full of faults. Kaler dosanide rajan asti hi eko mahad gunad kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vijayat. Kali Yuga means kaler dosanide rajan is an ocean of faults. Everywhere we turn, there is faults. Politicians, full of faults. I blaspheme you, you blaspheme me. That is the politics of the day. He's a bum, she's a bum, they're all bums. They say to each other, I'm not saying. Kaler dosanide rajan. Asti hi eka mahadguna. Eka means one. Ek do tindi cha punch. Eko maha. Maha means great. Guna. Guna means qualities. Like the trigunas. The three modes. The three qualities. There's one great quality of Kali Yuga. Kirtana deva krishnasya. Mukta sangha parambhajat. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna in this age of Kali, one can actually be freed from all the pangs of material existence. Ihayasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilasu apyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchite. One can become a jiva mukta. Ihayasya harer dasye karmana manasagira, by worshipping their lordships, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Krishna Balaram, Radha Krishna, with one's karmana, with one's work, karmana manasagira, with one's mind, and with one's speech. Manmanabhava madbhakto, think of me in the form of Krishna, offer obeisances to me, become my devotee, worship me, and you come to me, Krishna says. It's very easy. We don't have to go anywhere, but you take your feet and walk to the temple, or go in a wheelchair, or drag yourself to the temple of Rukmini Dwarkadish. Anywhere where there is the chanting of Hare Krishna and the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the holy dham. That is the holy place. The Vedas state, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas, Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantak Stena Gadabrata. O my Lord, devotees like yourself are verily places of pilgrimage because you carry the personality of Godhead within the core of your heart. You turn everywhere into a place of pilgrimage. Just like our Srila Prabhupada, wherever he went, that is a place of pilgrimage. He was here in New Dwarka, now it's the Holy Dham. You can build a building and just say it's religious, is not religious. But where the holy man comes and speaks, where the holy people congregate and chant, that is the holy place. Not even there's a verse in the Bhagavatam. Druta, what's the Sanskrit about the holy place? One sees the holy place, the Ganga and this thing, that. Yatirtha Bude Salile Nakarichich. Janeshu, no, that's the next line. Janeshu Abhigeshu, that's how it goes. Yasyatma Budi Kunapetri Daruke. Swadi Kalatradishu Bomijadi. Yatirtha Bude Salile Nakarichich. Janeshu Abhigeshu Saeva Gokura. Prabhupada said it many times, because Prabhupada himself was sitting in Vrindavan. But he left that holy of holy places to establish Vrindavan all over the world, to give us the opportunity for becoming Krishna conscious and having holy places in Los Angeles. There's a place they just ordered yesterday, $2,000 worth of books, in Arkadelphia, Pennsylvania. I never heard of Arkadelphia, Pennsylvania. They opened a temple. That's a holy place. I want to go to the holy dham of Arkadelphia, because in that apartment or little rent-a-house, they're distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, same thing as Krishna. Krishna says, Man Manabhava. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. Bhaje Krishna, worship Lord Krishna. Koro Krishna Shiksha, study the teachings of Lord Krishna and give those teachings to others. Had Prabhupada not left the holy dham of Vrindavan, where would we have been? Certainly this morning we would not have been here. There would be no Hari Hari Bowl in America. If Prabhupada never left Vrindavan, I'd be in the back office of the Chase Bank in a suit and tie, crunching, what do they call, crunching numbers, probably most of us would still be, after 50 years, smoking dope, drinking liquor, and chasing Matajis, chasing women. But Prabhupada left the Vrindavan, the holy place. He was very happy and satisfied. And he came to New York City. New York, Manhattan. The Lower East Side. I think I walked through there once. It's very difficult. Prabhupada came to the Bowery and started Krishna consciousness 50 years ago, within some of our lifetimes. And by his grace, he forced us, he tricked us. He somehow got us chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Srila Prabhupada was here in Los Angeles. They played the Govinda prayers and he offered obeisances, as we are doing 50 years later, 45 years later, in front of Rukmini Dwarkadish. This is a very holy place. Anyone that comes and visits here, they're blessed. Ihayasya herdasye, karmana manasagira, nikila suapivasta su jivan mukta. So even Shankaracharya, who came as a Mayavadi, he took his disciples in the village, and there was one grammarian saying, if you know the science of grammar, you will become liberated. And he told them, no. Bhajagovindam, 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 Muramate. Shankaracharya, just worship Govinda. Just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda. You fools and mudhas. Muramate. He told them, Satsangatve Nisangatvam. Nisangatve Nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve Nischalatatvam. Nischalatatvam Jivan Mukta. Satsangatve, by associating with the devotees, he said. Satsanga, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, wherever people are engaged in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Satsangatve Nisangatvam. The non-devotee association is given up. As soon as you associate with Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis, you can no longer associate with mundane personalities. Sometimes we go to different places, Mayavadi events and interfaith events, and we see that the people are barely involved in spirituality. They've not engaged in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Even they're trying to be spiritual. Therefore, we associate with those satsangatve who are actually sadhu sangha. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra, 1/11th of a second. That's not even a second. 1/11th of a second. Lava matra, sadhu sangha, of associating with a sadhu, saintly person, sarva siddhi hoy. One can get all perfection. So therefore, Mayavadi? Shankaracharya. He said, Satsangatve Nisangatvam. Nisangatve, when one gives up the association of materialistic people, Nisangatve nirmohatvam, one gives up the illusion, kama, krodha, loba, moha, mada, matsarya, the six whips of this material world, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and greed, enviousness. Illusion, greed, and enviousness. One get near mohatvam. When one gives up moha, illusion, near mohatve, nischalatatvam, then one begins the path of spirituality. Nischalatatve, jivan mukta. And when one is on the path of spiritual science, chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in devotional service, jivan mukta, that is a liberated soul. Srimad Bhagavatam says same thing. Kaler dosani de rajan asti hieko mahat guna kirtana deva krishna mukta sangha parambhajat. This is how to become liberated. Kirtanad eva krishnasya. So wherever devotees are congregating to chant the holy name, to engage in hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is a holy place. Not that one simply goes, how's it start again? Yatirtha Bude. Say the first word. Yasyatma Budi Trina Pay Tritarike. Swadi Kalatradishu Bomijidi. Yatirtha Bude Salilena Karhichich Janeshu Abhigyeshu Sa Eva Gokura. If one goes to even a holy place just to see the building or swim in the Ganga because it's said to be the holy waters, or even visits one's place of birth and consider it the holy dham because I was born there. I was born in a hospital in Pensacola, Florida. Therefore, when somebody mentions Pensacola on Facebook, I actually, for the first 3 years of my life, lived in Mobile, Alabama. Somehow I put it somewhere, and they sent me on Facebook, I don't even know who, a company sent me a whole line of T-shirts and sweatshirts that said, bring me back to my home, Mobile, Alabama. I was like, how the heck did they know? I put something somewhere, and they found it. And they tagged me with all this product from Mobile. And I'm sure if you were from Decatur, Georgia, you'd get a shirt that said, if you were from Arkadelphia, Pennsylvania, you would get my sweet home Arkadelphia T-shirt. So one who thinks that the place of birth is a holy place, I have to visit that place. It's the holy of holies. Lithuania. Vlaslik, Lithuania is the holy. Sa eva gokura. Prabhupada says that person, Bhagavatam says, is compared to a cow or an ass. That's an animal. But a devotee seeks out that place where there's devotional service. And Prabhupada made so many Vrindavans. New Vrindavan. New Dwarka. New Goloka. St. Louis used to be called New Krishna Loka. because there is a Krishna Loka already, we called ourselves New Krishna Loka. New Dwarka. Yesterday we were at an interfaith meeting. There's a new Mataji Lisa who's representing the interfaith as the old members of the interfaith from ISKCON are fading away. So when she made the application to the interfaith organization, they said, what church do you represent? And she wrote New Dwarka. So they asked me at the meeting yesterday, you're from ISKCON and BBT, whatever that stands for, but she's with a different organization. I said, no, she's with ISKCON. No, she filled out New Dwarka. And I said, oh, yeah. That is ISKCON. The temple itself, our spiritual master gave the name New Dwarka after the old Dwarka, just like our New Vrindavan after the old Vrindavan Dham. And you go there, Prabhupada made places of wherever the pure devotee goes, he turns into a place of pilgrimage. Los Angeles is filled with all kinds of rascals, rogues, and thieves. Even sometimes people were coming by. One boy was coming by years ago, throwing rocks and calling devotees gay because they were a dhoti. In the 1970s, he'd called many nasty slurs and throw rocks. He lived right up the block on Regent. So devotees chased him, and they caught him. And we had many devotees even then. Karate experts, taekwondo, judo, black belts of the third degree. They pounced on the 17-year-old and beat him to a pulp because he was throwing rocks and terrible things, breaking windows. At this temple right here, he got so much respect after they beat him up that he got initiated by Prabhupada, first and second, and went on to be a great book distributor for many, many, many years. He's passed away, but this devotee, I asked him once, how did you become a devotee? Oh, by the touch of the Vaishnavas. It was a rough touch. When he explained it in full, he got pummeled by the soft touch of the Vaishnav. Bruises everywhere. And he decided, these guys aren't gay. They are really tough guys. I want to join them. They're the coolest guys I've ever seen. So he joined this movement and went on to distribute tens of thousands of books for many years up through the 80s, 70s and 80s. So Srila Prabhupada came, and even though there were so many fools and rascals, low-class people in this Los Angeles, he made this place of pilgrimage, New Dwarka, by establishing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhajat. By his grace, now there's holy place. There's a holy place in Arkadelphia. I've never heard of Arkadelphia. One nice devotee who's establishing a preaching center, a holy dham. Sankirtan devotees can visit there in their travels. I'll give you the address. Him and his wife ordered $2,000 worth of Prabhupada's books for distribution. He says he's opening preaching center there. He's turning his house into a place of pilgrimage where Prabhupada is at the center. The deity of Prabhupada is in the living room. We were in some subdivision in Georgia. I think it was called Decatur, Georgia, with Archita and myself a few months ago for the book fair, American Academy of Religion. We went to one house of nice devotee. In the living room was Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Nitai, Radhakrishna. And he turned that place in the deep south, miles from Atlanta, something or other, Georgia. You remember what town it was? Decatur, Georgia. He established a place of pilgrimage. The Holy Dham, where Prabhupada is present, Prabhupada's books are present, and the devotees congregate. In their whole subdivision, he said every few days or week, they have get-togethers. And the night before we came there, he had Bhakti Charu Maharaj with a few hundred people from the subdivision. So this was Prabhupada's idea. Turn every place, every, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, every town and village into a place of pilgrimage. Make the whole world the Holy Dham. The holy. Bring the mood of Vrindavan to everywhere. To Detroit, Michigan. To Chicago. To Naperville, Illinois. To Ypsilanti, Michigan. And I think the latest new preaching center besides this, Arkadelphia, Farmington Hills, Delaware. They distributed for the year 2015 something like $10,000 worth of books. So we called them, what temple are you affiliated with? And the gentleman there said, Indian gentleman, no, I'm ISKCON of Farmington Hills. I'm associated with me and my good wife. I said, you do all those books? Yes. Me and my wife, we're putting on programs, we're distributing all over Farmington Hills, Delaware. What is the Farmington Hills? I've been everywhere in America. I traveled Sankirtan cross country for years and years and years, and I never heard of Farmington Hills, Delaware. It's, as they say in my country, off the beaten track. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in every town and village. So this is our mission, wherever we go. Jalaidako Taikaha Krishna Upadesh. Follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to Korma the Brahman. Everywhere we go, we establish, by establishing Srila Prabhupada, by establishing his books, by establishing the Maha Mantra, by establishing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Holy places of Krishna in every nook and cranny, every town and village, all over this America and all over the world. All glories to Sri Gauranga Rama.